I'm Helen Tilley, a research fellow at ODI, and I'm joined by Rinus van Klinken, who is the sector lead for the water, sanitation and hygiene sector with SMV Tanzania. We're going to discuss recent ODI research into unblocking results and to explore how the research relates to the work that Rinus and others are doing for the water sector. So first of all, Rinus, how have governance constraints impacted on the provision of rural water in Tanzania?
Thank you. I think the key governance constraint is lack of information and lack of awareness on how the policy and the institutional structure actually is supposed to operate in the sector. So if I look at the three key actors within the sector, those are the communities, local government and the Ministry of Water at the top. First of all, the relationship between those three actors is not clear, and each of them is not very clear on what role they are supposed to play. The government assumes that they themselves, government, will construct the water facility, and then communities will operate and maintain the systems. However, the communities themselves are under the impression that because the government constructs, therefore, the ownership of the facility rests with the government. So once we start working with the community, first of all, creating insight into the fact that they need to operate and maintain their own system, that the system is really theirs, and then create a structure through which they can do that, then the system starts moving. But at the same time, the communities on themselves, they require the support of local government. So we also work with the local government. We clarify that it is not a matter of dumping responsibilities, but that they need to work together with the communities. When we take that model of local communities maintaining and operating systems, being supported by local government, when we take that to the ministry starts recognizing that it is not just responsible for funding the sector in terms of funding pumps or new water facilities, but that they also need to take responsibility for the fact that those systems actually deliver water, so that they get a water service delivery perspective rather than a project implementation perspective.
Based on the experience of working with those three groups, what challenges have SMB faced and how have those been overcome?
The changes I have talked about are not so much technical. To asking the district water engineer that they also need to go and visit communities and see how existing systems operate is a mind shift. It means that you start looking at your work very differently. It means that you are not just looking at spending money and being responsible for ticking boxes in terms of implementing projects, but that you need to be held accountable for the fact whether people are having access to water. The key challenge which we find in creating that mind shift is that people are fearful for the unknown, because if they are being held accountable without them having the means to meet those requirements, it then becomes very frustrating. So creating the confidence that they can take on those new tasks, creating the trust for us as an outsider that we are working with them, we are not there to criticize them that they are doing things wrong, but that we are there to help them in order to improve their functioning, can overcome some of those challenges. But they remain real challenges. It also requires a long-term approach. You cannot just come into the sector and expect immediate results. It requires a long-term approach. It also requires the confidence, for example, of the ministry level, the policy level, because those changes need to come right from the top up to the bottom. It's not that one issue changes and then the rest falls into place, but you need to work at all the different levels simultaneously, and also the different levels reinforcing each other. So that if a ministry starts monitoring its local government officials on whether they are delivering water to local citizens, once local citizens, when they get problems in managing their own water schemes, can start phoning a local government official and seeking support, that is when those challenges can be overcome.
Mm-hmm. What are your three takeaway messages for how aid can be delivered more effectively?
I see two important shifts, not just of government, of communities, but also of donors. In the water sector, it is not about constructing projects, but it is about sustainability of those projects. Are the projects delivering the services which citizens require? Going beyond the project implementation approach, which is based on spending funding, rather engaging with the sector of what are the reforms, what are the incentives which need to be created for the system to work. Secondly, we need to be realistic about the demands we can put on the community. The community participation approach is of course very valid, very valuable, but we cannot expect communities on their own to operate and manage complex systems or even simple systems, considering the skills and capacities they have. So a support structure needs to be put in place. And then indeed the third and related part is that when donors are investing in the sector, they need to think beyond infrastructure. It's not a matter of counting the number of pipes and pumps which need to be bought and put into place, but also looking at the social structure and the infrastructure and the institutional setup which needs to be in place in order for the water sector to really deliver the services which are required.
Thank you very much, Rinus. That's been really interesting to hear your experiences.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
If you're interested to hear more about our research, please go to www.odi.org/unblockingresults.